quick thoughts, Chris? I mean, you were very much in the game at half time, and then it sort of unravelled, didn't it, in that third quarter, really?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, no, we good first half shift. You know, maybe a few regrets by not scoring just before half time, but then, yeah, mistake after half time, and they scored a try, got some momentum, and scored very, very quickly. I think 21 points or something. So, fair play, but yeah, we're really disappointed. Yeah, well, of course we do. Yeah, yeah, we believe that we can beat any team that we play against, and you know, we were looking really good for a while there, but you know, a lapse of concentration, a couple of mistakes off the back of that, and all of a sudden, you know, the game is almost out of sight, and it's a harsh lesson to learn, and we've learnt it before, but we have to, you know, we've got to put together an 80-minute performance, and then we can beat anyone. And you know, we've got France next up, so you know, we'll look forward to that and try and cut out these errors and get a result.
I guess the thing everyone's going to wonder about here is the comparison between England and Wales ahead of their game. Where do you put the two teams?
Well, it's obviously playing here in perfect conditions is a big bonus, you know. And their backs are obviously quite dangerous. We play up in Murrayfield in the wind and rain. It's very difficult to play rugby. So, yeah, I'm sure it'll be a very physical contest. The Wales backs, obviously, when they get a bit of space, are dangerous. But, you know, England are 2 out of 2 for Wales. So, yeah, it'll be a cracking game, I'm sure.
Assess that, how you pick yourself up now for the last three?
Well, we just look forward to France. You know, that's you know, it's a huge game for us at Murrayfield, obviously, after losing 2. It becomes, you know, absolutely paramount that we win that game, and you know, we believe we can do it. As I said, if we put together an 80-minute performance, we can win. But if we switch off for a bit, then unfortunately, you know, in international rugby, you get punished.